How are you doing tonight?
Good.
What? Awesome. Thank you, Mac. Hey, everyone. That was good. Knowing that God loves us so much that we would send His only Son to die for us, the one that we really truly loved Him. Tonight, I want to look at how do we love God? The basis of our relationship with Him. What is it? And is it founded? Is it secure? Is it firm? Open my notes here real quick. How do we love God? So I'll open my Bibles with you to Matthew chapter 22. Starting in verse 34. This is what it reads. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, just prior to this, the Sadducees asking a question, the Sadducees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. I'm so glad he asked him this. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All of the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. We see in many other places in the Bible that this is the most important thing when it comes to our lives, really. That's what it all comes down to. And most importantly, Jesus says here, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Now, some people, I've heard different opinions on this. Some people say that he's kind of just talking about how we need to love the Lord with everything we have. I call that soul and mind. This kind of symbolizes. There's another version of that, I think it's in Luke, that also adds strength. They say, well, that just says that we need to love Him with everything that we have. Some other people like to break it up. And they say, the heart, they stand for the will. And our soul is our affections. We're passionate about our emotions. And then our mind, and our understanding, the intellectual side of us. So first we're going to look at how to love the Lord with all of our hearts. Now let's see. If you want to turn with me to Mark 7. Let's just try to make this as practical as we can and understand how exactly does it look like if we are to love the Lord with all of our heart. Love is kind of a term I know you could agree with me on, kind of thrown around a lot, especially in the world outside of church, and even in church sometimes, and then ourselves, we just kind of use it and don't really think about how to use it, I should say. And so in Mark chapter 7, I think we're going to get a clue as to how we can love the Lord with all our hearts. Mark 7 verse 13. It says, and Jesus called the crowd to him and said, listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside of a man can make him unclean to go into him. That is food, basically. rather it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean. After he had fled, after he left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about this parable. "Are you so blind?" he asked. "Don't you see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him unclean? For what do you go into his heart, but into his stomach, and not out of his body?" In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean. Here I am. What comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. Out of men's hearts come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All of these evils come from inside and make a man unclean. Jesus said that even if you were to look at someone with lust, you commit adultery with them in your heart. John says, all this evil comes from inside the heart. I want you to think about that. I'm going to turn to Matthew 6 now. Verse 19. This is the Sermon on the Mount. Paul says, "Do not fret yourselves, troubles on earth will not arrest your soul, and your thieves broken and steal. But stand up for yourselves, troubles in heaven will not arrest you not to steal, and your thieves do not break in and steal." Listen to this. "For while your trouble is, by your heart will be also." But out of the heart come all those evil things. And I think maybe I'm wrong there, but that's where they come from, because that's where the heart is. Like this verse says, "Where our treasure is, there our heart will be also." So if we can apply that to ourselves, where is our heart? Is it on evil thoughts, greed, sexual immorality, theft, and murder? If we were to love the Lord with all of our heart, or our will, and that's where our treasure is going to be, and vice versa. So to love the Lord with all of our heart, we're going to make Him our treasure, basically, right? Colossians 3:1, tell us a little bit how we can do that. And says here, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." So are we setting our things, our heart on things above? Is that where our treasure is? Are we really loving the Lord with all of our heart? Think about that. The next is with all of our soul, our affections, you could say. I was thinking about this, and I thought, you know, you're blurred of emotion a lot. And you know, God gave us a reason for everything or none of this. We all have a purpose. And, excuse me, He doesn't want us to be without those passions in our lives. He says in Paul says to Timothy, in 2 Timothy 1:7, he says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind." So what are our affections? Are there other things in this world? Do we hope for a new car? Or the latest cell phone? Or game system? Maybe? What are your emotions, I should say? to love the Lord with all of our soul, we need to put our hope in Him. We need to have a real relationship with Him, to talk with Him daily, as much as we can. And when we come to understand who He is, His names, as Dan was talking about this morning, His character, we understand, or we will come to understand that He deserves our affections and our passions. Love the Lord with all your soul. Lastly, love the Lord with all of your mind, your understanding. That's what is what I've been thinking about a lot recently for the past couple of months. And I've found that we have an amazing power inside of us, and that is our minds. In Proverbs 23, verse 7, let's see, he says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So basically what he's saying is, you have this ability, basically, you don't even realize it. When we think about it so much, or whatever it is that we think about, we can become that, basically. If we're learned about things in our daily routine, in our schedule, that's what we'll become. We'll just become worried with it, basically. So love the Lord with all of your mind. Let's look at Romans chapter 12. Now, starting in verse 2, he says, Pastor Simonis, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. But be transformed by the renewing of our mind. I first have to put our mind on the things of this world. And then that way we do not love the Lord with all of our mind. He tells us here to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. We need to be getting into His Word and testing that which is good. And testing everything rather and holding on to it good. And if we can do that, we will be able to test and approve of what God's will is. That good and pleasing and perfect will. Also in Philippians chapter 4, we'll end on this scripture. Verse 8, probably know it, hopefully you do. He says, family brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And so you can see that Paul moves us up about whatever we think about is what we become, or what we are. And so he tells us here to put our minds on the things that are good, that are lovely and pure, and to transform our minds. And in that way, love the Lord with all of our mind. Now, like I said before, this is the most important thing in our walk with God, to love Him with everything that we have, with all of our heart, our soul, and our mind. And I think when we do that, we will begin to see a huge change in our lives, and He will bless us. And so we need to love Him with everything that we have. Thank you.